Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We had a downtown double whammy yesterday in Cleveland. We had a mess at the stadium. Huntington Bank Field was not a pleasant place to be. And the Cavaliers throwing one away against the Boston Celtics. Or at least not coming back to win it. Well, we'll talk about that a bit today, but the Browns obviously dominating conversation. Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
It was a pleasant place to be because there were 40% Niners fans there yesterday that absolutely loved everything they were watching, and otherwise it was a bunch of empty orange seats yesterday, and I cannot imagine what this week's game is going to look like at home. You might be able to buy your own section. I get it. The weather was bad.
The Tennessee Titans aren't a draw?
I don't think so, Jeff. I'm going
Jim
out
Ray
on a limb.
DK, tough wide receiver, man. I like him.
Going out on a limb and saying this is not going to be a jam-packed stadium. It'll be easy to get tickets this week if you're
looking. You think so?
The Browns fans that were there yesterday were great. I mean, they really were. And they were rooting on their team as much as they possibly could. It was just a bad game, bad special teams. Bad defensive stand at the end of the first half. A lot of bad things. And the worst part about it was going home at night and watching TV and seeing that the Bengals with four wins are in the hunt, meaning that all you had to do was show up for one of these games with special teams throughout the season and you'd still at least, I'm not talking about being in the playoffs, but I do think our defense, with the exception of that one drive yesterday, is worthy of being in the playoffs. And it's really frustrating week after week after week when one phase of the game costs them the game all the time with stupid plays, and special teams yesterday hit the height of stupidity.
Because of special team errors and what I think was a bad decision, the three touchdown drives for the San Francisco 49ers, the three touchdown drives, six plays, 16 yards.
I didn't think of it in that perspective.
Hold on. Oh. Nine plays, 32 yards, six plays, 18 yards. The three scoring drives for the 49ers, touchdown drives, 16, 32, and 18 yards. Good night, everybody.
Amen. It's just
you're not going to win games, Andy, when you give them fields that are that short.
No, not at all.
And 16, 32, and 18 yards. Touchdown drives.
No, I love Harold Fannin, but why is he the guy running the sneak yesterday?
Can I throw this at you?
Yeah.
They used to do it with Harrison Bryant. When it worked, everybody loved it.
But you've had proven success with other players on this.
Not in that situation.
Were we catching them off guard? And by the way, you got offensive linemen. Would we have two offensive linemen on that play that aren't normally a part of that? You're trying to run a play on a short week where you barely had practice last week either. I'll tell you the other thing is I didn't think they were prepared yesterday. They didn't seem prepared to play yesterday, and why not? I mean, they earned that day off on Monday, right? Three wins. And then what do you do? It's Thanksgiving week. How much are you actually practicing last week? They were not prepared yesterday to win. They were not prepared for an NFL football game yesterday.
I don't have a problem with Fannin the play call. I have a problem with going for it there. You were down by 2 points, and you went for it on your own 33. You were down two. That was it. Two-point game. You're right. You're right in it. Punt. Your defense had been good. Punt the ball away and play field position.
If you can't get one yard, though.
I don't get it. Yeah, but you're on your own 32. They're 33-yard
line.
They're
a three-win team. They have nothing to lose. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes, you did. You know what you had to lose?
Well, they're
yesterday's
out of the hunt.
Football game.
Yeah, they're out of the hunt.
Yeah. You trust your defense, the only thing that's trustworthy on this football team, and you let them try and stop them. That's what you do. I for the life of me, do not understand that. If you were down by 25 points, it was a two-point game, and you went for it on your own 33. At the very least, you were handing them 3 points if you don't get it. The fan and play call, if you're going to put a guy under center, you can put a tight end under center. They've done that before, and it's worked. I would have, first of all, I just wouldn't have gone for it. Quinshon out of the Wildcat for a yard, maybe.
I'll buy that.
Shadur on a quarterback sneak. Okay?
Buy that.
Right. But Fannin is bigger, stronger. I understand it.
How about Myles Garrett on the 1 yard? Just hand him the ball. Let him go for
it. He just fumbled it. Fannin just fumbled the ball. So that's the way that worked. We've said this repeatedly.
And by the way, because it was fourth down, can I ask you this? They showed a replay. I thought he recovered the ball. For whatever it's worth, they still had to give the ball up. It was fourth down.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was Niner football.
It was Niner football. I get it. Yeah. They kept saying it was recovered by, and I was like, was it really? But why would you even take a look at it? There was a waste of time to
16, take a look. 32, 18-yard touchdown drive. I do not understand going for it on fourth down. But that was just one play. The special teams mistakes were bad. I have a really hard time blaming a special teams coach for a guy not handling a punt. That said, there's just been such an accumulation of special team mistakes that that's a problem. Big picture here, Andy, to me is this, and we've said this all year long, unless the marching orders for this year were made very clear and the idea that we stuck you with a quarterback situation that just didn't work out, big swing and a miss, and because of that, we're going to go ahead and bite the bullet this year, and you guys are all good. I would be stunned if there aren't changes, big changes, at the end of the year, because teams don't survive back-to-back 3-14 and, let's say, 5-12. Let's say they win two more games. That's 5-12. How many regimes survive 3-14 and 5-12?
They don't.
That's right.
They don't. Most wouldn't have survived last year, Jeff.
That's right. Unless marching orders were very specific.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a gauge for, sitting in my press conference yesterday, just wondering if what's going through Kevin's mind on this stuff. I don't know what it's a weird spot to be in. It's a job. I get it. It's like, it's almost like you're just like, at the end of the season, you just kind of feel like, well, let's have your meeting after the Cincinnati last, right? After the Cincinnati game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's have your meeting. Well, I got to let you go. Okay, see you later. I'll take the buyout. See you later.
I
think he's going to be good somewhere else. I'm not feeling it now. Unless, you're right, Jeff, unless they said, hey, we know that we didn't rebuild the offense the way we wanted to rebuild it. We rolled
You left him with two rookie quarterbacks, neither one of whom was anybody's darling in the draft.
And then you ditched the veteran quarterbacks.
I do not think the coaching staff on the special teams and offensive side of the ball have done a very good job this year.
Cost them games, Jeff.
What I do think, though, is this. I'm not going to say that the coaching has been horrendous and that they're the reason that things are bad. I'll put it this way. I think the defense has been good.
Second best in the NFL going into yesterday's game.
This isn't about the defense. The coaching on the offensive side of the ball has not been good enough to overcome a terrible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Offensive roster. It hasn't been good enough to overcome that. Quinshon Judkins. Nice. That's worked. Yes. Harold Fannin looks like a guy who's coming along. I like Harold. Mm-hmm. I don't care for any of the wide receivers. I like Cedric Tillman's potential, but they've not done anything there. And the offensive line has had real issues this year because of age, injury, and overall ineffectiveness. Now, that said, Browns put together a 90-yard touchdown drive yesterday. 10 plays. First 9 plays were runs.
Well, they didn't give Shadur. I mean, the play calling in the second half did not lean towards whoever the quarterback was passing the ball a lot. They ran the ball a lot in the second half. Yeah. And so it's like, I mean, if you're going to take the ball out of the hands of the quarterback to try to make a play, I get it. It was a little windy yesterday, but there's no excuse. It was windy for both teams.
Shadur was okay yesterday.
The touchdown pass he did throw yesterday, I thought was really nice.
Yeah, it was a really nice play.
I still don't. You know what? I'm at the point now where I don't even know if you're getting a full look at your starting quarterback. It's Shadur Sanders. At least he came out yesterday and said he's our starter again next week, and we're like, okay, duh, no brainer.
He didn't say he's the starter for the rest of the year.
No, he just said for next week. Mm-hmm. So,
which okay, I think he's. He looks more intriguing to me than Dylan Gabriel, but not by much. And right now, if you had to say, should they go get a new quarterback next year? Absolutely, they should. I don't think next year's quarterback is on this team right now. I hope that changes in the next 5 games. I hope we see some things that make me think differently, and probably make most of us think differently about that. But right now, the offense just needs major work.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, you're probably looking at 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 guys coming. Look at the starters, Jeff, and tell me how much of that offense is going to change between now and next year. I think you're going to see a lot of new names out
Quinshon
there.
Quinshon Judkins.
Fannin. Njoku. If he's here.
If David's back.
Yeah.
See, that's the point.
If he's here, like, who do you even want back?
Can't you sit here and think? 2 guys and Dylan Sampson. I would want to keep Dylan too. He got dinged up yesterday a little bit. Those are 3. Other than that, I think anybody's fair game. And I say that about Joel Bitonio only because I'm guessing that Joel will retire.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Why would you want to come back for this?
I don't know.
I don't know why Joel would want to come back.
Jack Conklin just keeps getting hurt.
Concussion yesterday.
I feel terrible for that guy, but he keeps getting hurt. So you can't bank on that. You rotated Wyatt Teller and Tevin Jenkins at right guard yesterday.
What was that about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they want to get a look at Tevin Jenkins. I mean, you're getting a look at the quarterbacks.
I know.
But might as well get a look at a guy on the line. Jenkins was a second-round pick of the Bears and 6'6", like 320, 310. And maybe he can play guard. Played some tackle for the Bears, but he also played some guard for the Bears, and maybe they think he's a starting guard here next year. You're not going to be able to replace everybody. I wouldn't think you're going to have five new starters on the offensive line. And I don't know that you want to, but.
Is Ethan definitely gone? Are you getting rid of Posick?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Why would you?
Well, why would you? Because the offensive line hasn't done the job that everybody thinks it should.
He's been okay at center.
If you take a look at each guy individually, Andy, it's like Jack Conklin at right tackle. Absolutely. Except he gets injured.
Yeah.
Wyatt Teller at right guard. I like Wyatt Teller. Well, then why are they rotating him with Tevin Jenkins?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Ethan Posick at center. Okay. All Joel Bitonio, left guard. Probably sure. If he wants to play again, sure. Yeah. Why not? Offensive linemen playing to their late 30s. And then who's playing left tackle? DeJuan? So look at him individually, you think, yeah, sure. Why not? Look at him as a group and you think, not quite doing the job. Except, boy, you marched the ball right downfield when you were run blocking, didn't you? Once anyway. 216-474-0092. Folks, 3-14 last year. If they win two of the final five, that's 5-12 this year. Coaching staffs, front offices don't usually survive such things. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the more games to win, more games to lose. And at this point, you wonder, well, how are you better served? Everybody in the locker room will tell you by winning.
I agree.
I actually agree, too. Set a different tone. You have some rookies on this team. We need to figure out what winning's all about.
That we're going to play all the way through the end of the whistle.
I agree with that.
And by the way, you could play the perfect game, and the other two sides of the complimentary football could screw everything up for you. So you keep playing hard no matter where it is, no matter what play it is, no matter how much time is left on the clock. Let's get out there and win, boys.
Complimentary football. Can I have the
buzz? It's been less than complimentary football.
Can I have the buzzwords of the season that just make me want to puke?
All right. We got to play all three sides of the ball.
There you go.
That makes you feel better?
We have to play good football. How about that? Join us, please. 216-474-0092.
What was the vibe after the game yesterday?
I just clicked on Philip. Philip,
hold
on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll give you the vibe of the game.
Give me the vibe.
People were mad, angry.
Yeah. Should be. Especially if you're a Browns fan that you went there yesterday. You paid your hard-earned money to be at that game yesterday. You made it through the storm, which was just cold yesterday. At least we didn't get any snow.
You made it through being parked on 77 if you were coming in late because of a car on its roof.
Ooh. How long was the delay there yesterday?
I got on it pretty quickly and probably sat there parked for 15 or 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, I will say.
I hope everybody was okay.
I will say if you want to try to get to the game a little bit early, traffic is not bad if you're there 3 hours before the game, 2 hours before the game. It's pretty simple to get in now. Not a lot of traffic going into those games. I can't imagine, Jeff, I cannot imagine what the crowd's going to look like this week.
One thing yesterday that I thought was interesting, Dano, you tell me if you thought this was interesting. Dan was answering the phones yesterday.
Yeah.
So he got first.
You okay,
go
Dan?
At it.
You need a hug or anything?
It was this. Not a whole lot of Shadur talk, but special teams dominant yesterday in the postgame show.
Very much special teams dominant, very much this offense is a mess.
Yeah.
A lot of people that were a mix between angry and apathetic were starting to cross that threshold.
Yeah, we're close.
We're starting to hit
the apathetic threshold.
Explain to me how Cedric Tillman only has one target yesterday. How does that happen?
We've seen that time and time again, though, with Phil in the blank receiver.
Right. I mean, they didn't feel like they threw the ball.
Is it David? Is it Cedric? Is it Jerry Jeudy? Jerry Jeudy and Shadur getting into it on the sideline. Ethan Posick having to step in, kind of end a little bit of an argument.
Happens. Competitors want to play. I get
it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I kind of like to see it.
Means you care.
That's what I think.
I mean, I know guys get mad at each other, and they don't maybe not talk for a little bit, but if you win the game at the end, it's all, oh, man, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Oh, you're my brother. Okay, I'm your brother, too. We're good.
David Njoku has had two targets in Shador's two starts.
He had a nice catch yesterday.
He had a really nice catch. Two catches for 4 yards, so it wasn't that nice.
Well, but it was a hard catch to make, so yes, it was nice.
Okay.
It was a nice catch. What, was he down the field far enough? That's not his fault. He caught the ball when it was thrown to him.
That's very true. That's very true. Philip is in Tennessee. Philip, what part of the fine state of Tennessee?
Fellas.
You don't know where you are in Tennessee?
You don't know where you are in Tennessee, Philip?
I'm just too embarrassed to say where I'm at as a Browns fan. Just I'm in Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
At the end of the day, I kept on hearing you guys just talking. I heard about, I was going to say what I was going to say, but it ended up being bored. You know what I mean? Nothing I was going to say was going to change anything. So how was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Thank you for asking. We have a crazy Thanksgiving because I have a birthday in there. We have an anniversary in there as well. Sitting around with a separated shoulder. Everything else is pretty good, though. What else you got?
Great. So how are the kids?
They're good. Philip. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much.
Calling all the way to Tennessee because he cares about us, Jeff, and you're going to hang up on him.
I would rather listen
to that.
So
disappointed.
That's a way better conversation.
So disappointed.
Chuck's in Talmadge. Chuck, welcome.
Chuck, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was fantastic, guys.
Thank you. Good. Good for you. Good for your family. Yes.
Yep. Hey, a couple things. One of the basics of offensive football is you run a play that works, you run it again till they stop it. The Browns had a play early on. I think it was a first-class pass play, a down and out to the right, 7-yard out, completed, very nice throw by Shador. Guy goes out of bounds, everything's cool. They didn't run it again the whole first half. Second, third quarter, they come out, they run it again. It's there again. The announcer says, hey, if that play there is there, I'll take 7 yards every time. They didn't run it again. They didn't run anything to that even looked like that again. That's terrible offensive football. You got something that's working, run it again. And then when the defense adjusts, you have a second play that works off that motion, and you take advantage of the defensive adjustment. But they don't have that concept. So that is an indictment of Tommy Rees, indictment of Kevin Stefanski, offensive concepts. And the other thing is a real indictment is, okay, fourth down, 32-yard line, you're going to run your play. You've got your guy that's going to run it, quarterback sneak with Fannin. Great. You got 12 seconds left on the clock, on the play clock. You're still in the huddle. The coach has got to recognize that. They get to the line of scrimmage. They're not lining up right. People are in disarray. Call timeout from the sideline. They don't do it. And the play costs them the game. That was horrible. The coach should have called timeout. The play was not ready. Whether you like the call or you don't like the call, the execution was not happening. They needed to call timeout from the bench.
Chuck, they didn't seem ready for the entire game. Can we be honest about this? They did not seem prepared for the entire game. There were just too many little things that happened throughout. But you're right. That play is 100% the microcosm of the whole game. That one play defined it.
Here's what Kevin Stefanski. What Kevin had to say about that yesterday.
Fourth and inside of one, I think. So it's inches. So as you guys know, quarterback sneaks the most effective play in that situation. We did not execute. That's on me. We'll get it fixed.
Oh, there you go. All right, feel better.
We'll get it fixed.
There you go.
Can we go back to talking about turkeys and family?
What if they're one and the same?
Jim is in Euclid. Jim, welcome to our fun-filled Monday.
That was good. That was good.
Hey, do you remember when John McKay said about his team's execution?
Yes, I do. He was all for it.
Yes.
Yes, I feel the same way. So I want to talk about some more uncomplimentary football.
Okay.
And this is an overlooked during the game, and I heard some people after the game blame the defense for giving up the three before half.
Well, that wasn't good. To be honest,
No, it wasn't good. But if you look at if the special teams do their job, the kicker doesn't kick the ball in the end zone to the 35 with no time running off the clock, which probably is, 5 to 7 seconds, then they don't have 4 seconds at the end of the half to kick a field goal. So once again, a little detail when it comes to the execution of special teams, it actually cost them 3 points because there should be no time left on the clock. If, well, keep your fingers crossed, if we kick it in the zone. Number two, if we cover the kick, which we have a hard time doing too. But that actually cost them 3 points because they did not execute in the first half of the kickoff. You put the ball to 35. If he kicks in the landing zone, he's maybe, what, 20, 25, 30 with, what, 29 seconds left, 30 seconds?
Stop making sense. Stop making sense.
I know.
It makes sense.
I can't take it. When you live around here as long as we have, you pay attention to all these details, which
of course
drives you even more crazy than it should. But anyway, that was my uncomplimentary football for today.
Jim, thank you very much.
Oh, it's a therapy Monday. Woo-wee!
Just
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I will forever be baffled at going for it in a 2-point game from your own 33. That makes no sense to me. I know you guys say they have nothing to lose. What they had to lose yesterday was that football game.
Yeah, they lost the game.
Cool Ray's in Bedford.
If they make it, we're happy about it.
Cool Ray, what'd you bake for Thanksgiving?
My special teams are a train wreck. How's it going to lose anyhow?
I baked a strawberry cheesecake. Also baked a banana pudding cheesecake.
Ooh. And
sweet potato pie.
That's awesome.
And how much of that made it to the station today?
I'm trying to get down there. I'm recovering from a back injury. I fell down my basement.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, cool.
You okay?
I'm trying to.
All right, you take your time. Right. We're sending you some good thoughts.
You know what Cool Ray is?
Trending appropriately.
You are trending appropriately. Congratulations.
Nice job, Cool Ray.
Never mind.
I call because, we get on the players a lot, but, it's coaches. Staff, it just befuddles me. Like, you got the national media, it's just really getting on us about bonehead mistakes. You catch a ball that's apparently gonna go out of bounds on special teams. You catch it in bounds where you can literally step out of bounds and catch the ball and you get more yardage. That's a coaching issue. There was no quarterback sneak. There was what's the purpose of going for it on 4th and 1 twice? Giving the other team a short field when the wind was playing to your advantage. The defense was playing outstanding. Like, these are all coaching issues.
Like, they also went for it on a 4th-and-1 in the first quarter. Cool, right? You're talking about they were at San Francisco's 20, so that would have been a 37-yard field goal, basically an extra point, and they didn't get it.
Right, like you, and like this is the thing where we go, we scratching our heads, and then we go, we lose, and then we try to find a reason why, and it's all coming back down to where coaching, and we've been saying this now for years, like. We don't need a rocket scientist to be a coach. We just need a coach who understands the feel of a game. Like, this was a – regardless of what San Francisco's record was, this was a winnable game.
As it was. Yep, Cool Ray, you're right. It was a winnable game. Again, I don't think the coaching has been terrific by any stretch. I mean, how could it be? On the offensive side of the ball or on special teams. But I can't blame the coaching completely. The coaching hasn't been able to overcome, and this is on coaching. They've not been able to overcome what I think is a lousy offensive roster. And that's why we have a team that coming into the game was averaging 16.9 points a game. I haven't done the math, but it's lower than that now. And was 31st in total yards in the National Football League. Not going to get it done that way, are you? 216-474-0092. Scott Petrak's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Tyvis Powell at noon. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock in Berea.
All that, Mary Kay, other than to say we all have to just play better.
That was the follow-up to when Kevin said, yes, Shadur will start next week. So he's starting against Tennessee, but he didn't want to get into all that. And Adam Schefter of ESPN had a report out that the Browns are willing to give Shadur a really long look at quarterback. But Kevin didn't want to get into all that.
Well, why would – I mean
– that okay?
For Kay, yeah, what's the difference? You got two rookie quarterbacks on the roster. What's the difference? Yeah, you're starting next week. I mean, it's not like – look, did he keeps playing well enough to make me say I want to see a little bit more. I want to see a little bit more what will happen. I just – you know, I need him to – just kind of settle into this thing and be, he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And I think we can see some of that stuff while he's playing. And I think it's a trait of just being a young quarterback. He's a rookie quarterback. And I think there are things that, you know, we're just going to, it just takes time. And if they want to give him his true shot, I think they need to start him every week. I think they need to give him the opportunity to show what he can do. The problem is that, you know, there's really no go-to guy for him to get the ball to. And that's a problem. So I don't know if what we're seeing is real. You've got a banged-up offensive line. You're playing tryout now and taking Wyatt Teller out of the game. The circumstances are not great for us to really see the full effect or what could be 100% of either one of these two young quarterbacks. But in particular now, it's Sanders, because Sanders is the guy with the opportunity. Sanders is the guy that's going to have to grow up really, really, really fast. And I'm not saying that as an immature thing. I'm saying that as an experience thing. So, you know, there's just some interesting things to watch for the rest of the season. The hard part is watching it struggle and wondering if they had the ball in better field position. Maybe the special teams thing yesterday is just killing me. It's killing me because we've seen it too many times this season where special teams has just given the game to the other team. When the offense has played okay enough at times, no matter who the quarterback was, to win a game, and the defense has given you pretty much every opportunity in the world to win every one of these games they have. And, you know, I know that there's been, like, the Vikings game, okay, well, they had the opportunity to control the destiny at the end, and they didn't. They could have controlled the destiny at the end of the first half yesterday. I get it. It's just, it's really frustrating because it's like an engine where the cylinders are just, none of them are in rhythm and you're not going anywhere. It's not good.
I think it's interesting. I've seen it written that Shadur making great progress based on his quarterback rating. And I took a look at that and I would like to see Shadur play more. I want to see him play against Tennessee. I'd like to see him play more after that. Let's see what you have there. But I also wouldn't mind seeing more of Dylan Gabriel because I thought he was just slowly progressing a little bit. But the quarterback ratings in two starts, Shedeur had, and you have to eliminate that second half when he came in for Dylan against Baltimore. That was an aberration in a tough spot to put him in. So that's not included in this thought. But against Vegas, he was just over 87, and yesterday he was just over 93. And for what it's worth, Dylan Gabriel in four of his six starts was 88 or better, and his high was a 94.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to look at quarterback rating, they've actually been somewhat comparable. Somewhat comparable. I will say neither guy has given me the thought that, yep, you got one.
But I don't hear one person saying we need to go back to Gabriel. No, I don't hear anybody saying that. Now, I understand why you want to
no,
see
I,
it.
No, I don't. I agree with that right yeah. now. Dylan had more of a sample size. Let's see what Shedeur can do, and let's give him some starts, and let's see. But as it stands right now, Andy, I would think you're going into the offseason thinking, okay, where are we going to get a quarterback? And maybe it's from within. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe Shedeur in the offseason continues to grow and improve. Same thing with Dylan. And maybe those two guys fight it out next year. I don't think that's ideal. But I would think you're going to go find somebody somewhere, whether it be in the draft or in free agency or a trade. But I would think you're going to go get somebody somewhere, whether he's the starter or not, who knows. But right now, I don't think either guy is giving you the impression that, yep, we're good. Do you feel that way?
No, not at all. I don't feel like either guy's neither one of them is winning the job for next year.
No, I would neither agree one. With that.
I mean,
yeah.
And I don't know why.
And it's not just beating out the other guy. It's beating out what you want in a starting quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's almost
what,
like
here's
you
what
wish,
we're thinking.
You're wishing that the plays that Sanders would make sometimes are just, you know, oh, well, the wide receiver just dropped the ball. That's not on Sanders. Or, oh, man, Sanders really made the right read there, but he just overthrew him a little bit. So that happened a little bit. That happened on a big play yesterday. But, again, you have to have if you're going to play a rookie, you better have a rookie mentality as a fan, too, and understand that rookies make mistakes. And understand that rookies don't make the pass that, you know, veterans do, or guys that have been in that situation, you know, 200-300 times prior and have made the play and made their mistakes and cut their teeth somewhere else. We're watching Shedeur cut his teeth right now. I think that's part of the other problem that, you know, and no one has patience. No one has that, whether it was Gabriel or Sanders, no one has patience for this. And yesterday was just put your head through the TV game. Because there were just so many opportunities missed. I see, you know, we were talking about the wide receivers. I don't care how bad they are. There's a lot of times wide receivers are open and the quarterback can't find them, whether it was Gabriel or whether it was Sanders. But, you know, it's just, it's frustrating. I wish I had another word to describe it. I understand why you feel the way you do, Browns fans, because you have every right in the world to feel the way you do right now. That this is an underachieving, ridiculous spectacle of football on offense. And special teams is
ridiculous
even
spectacle.
It is a ridiculous spectacle. It's more on special teams than it is even on the offense at this point.
The talent is lacking on the offensive side of the ball.
I don't know, Jeff. We were talking about this before. I see a lot of empty routes. I see a lot of routes that are run that, like, they're never seen by the quarterback.
Well, that's
either quarterback.
That's problematic. Going into the game yesterday, Browns were 29th in points, 31st in yards, 28th in rushing, and 31st in passing. If you have talent and enough of it, you're not going to be in the bottom four of every offensive category.
No, and by the way,
it's not going to be there.
Did you think they got away with a safety yesterday? Because in the stadium, it looked like Shedeur threw an intentional grounding.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and yeah. Instead they called.
Might have been.
It was a face mask. If I was Robert Saleh, I would have been saying the same thing. It looked like
intentional. Saleh thought it was a safety.
I'll be honest, I did too. I looked at Daryl Ryder sitting next to me. I go, that's a safety. It doesn't matter if that flag is for holding or for whatever it is. And that's the second time. That's a rookie mistake. That just can't happen. You got to find a way to throw it in the third row with a wide receiver underneath it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
it's
third
young.
Third row
it's
with
just,
a wide receiver underneath. What's that mean?
What do you mean? Throw it out of bounds. Make sure it's over someone's head.
So yeah. It's not intentional grounding.
Yeah, right, no. So you're not throwing it into the ground.
I got you now. had to think about it a little bit.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, we have to think about all these weird dynamics of the game. They're very lucky they didn't get the intentional grounding on that.
Well, I would agree.
Thank goodness for that 15-yard face mask. Thank goodness.
I would agree with that. James is in Cleveland. Hello, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, good afternoon. What is it, morning, afternoon?
It's
good
day, morning. Morning, James.
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my call. I just want to just make a couple quick points. First, I'm not even bent out of shape about the game or anything. Like, this is a bad team with a bad roster, everything across the board. If you played the schedule game in the beginning of the year, nobody had this shame circle for a win. I think we did, but we mad how it played out. But I think it's really, and Jeff, you hit the nail on the head three times earlier about the coaching when you mentioned that the coaching can't overcome the lack of talent on this roster. It also trickles down to the special teams, in my opinion, because in most teams, you put your good players up top and your leftover players that you don't need as much, you kick them to the special teams. So now you got poor coaching on special teams, in addition with guys that shouldn't even probably be playing in the league out there. The Browns have been historically bad, but I've never seen a team give up two returns in one game, a punt return and a kick return, and they keep going. Man, I'm just punting on the season myself, but that might get blocked too if the Browns out there coaching, man.
James, I got to ask you a question. James, okay. You still there? James, question.
Yes, sir.
Anyone ever tell you sound like Kendrick Lamar?
No, sir. I think you did before.
Is it me? I just every time, not like us, man. Every time you talk, I'm like, I think he's going to start singing here in a second, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'll bust a rap next time, Jeff. But they got to cut that check, man. I'll jump out there. I'll grab the Avenue Productions team. We'll put some more tracks out there.
All right, that's awesome.
There we go.
All right, James.
Better have some fun here, right?
Oh, might as well. We're going to ask for Brown's rap songs? Is that what we're going to do?
I don't know, man. Am I crazy? Does he not sound a little like
that? Got to be angry. If you're going to do those, they got to be angry.
I don't totally hear it, but I'll believe you.
Oh, I hear it. I totally heard it. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, maybe it is. Wouldn't that be awesome if he was a Browns fan? That would have been cool.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. If you'd like to load up, we'll talk to you at about 11:20 because Scott Petrak is our buddy from the Chronicle Telegram. Scott's the guy who Shadur said, well, that's a rude question. No, it really wasn't. Just a question. But Scott's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. So get ready. Petrak up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.